This coming weekend, 45 members of the Interfaith Community Choir will perform the holiday favorite of Handel's Messiah. Dan Barkle serves as the director of the choir and says that the members represent a good cross-section of people from our area.
We have about 45 people that have agreed to be part of the choir, and all four different sections, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. And we have a pretty good cross-section of different churches and different communities within the Marcus Remsen general area. We have a pretty good cross-section of ages in the group as well.
The Messiah is oftentimes a complicated and difficult music selection, and Barkle says that the choir has been rehearsing and practicing for quite some time.
We've been rehearsing since about the middle, end of October. We have had practices every Sunday evening for about an hour and a half. There's about seven chorus pieces in the Christmas portion of the Messiah that we've been rehearsing, and we've also employed string players from the Sioux City Orchestra, as well as soloists from the area. Actually, some from the area. We have one from Minneapolis, we have one from Sioux City that will be performing the solo pieces from the Christmas portion as well.
The Messiah can pose some challenges to a choir, but Barkle says that the group has taken on those challenges and have performed well.
Yeah, it's pretty challenging for a bunch of amateurs like ourselves, but our chorus members have really dug in. Some of our chorus members have sung it previously in Spencer, where I think they put it on either every year or every other year. So some of them have had some experience with it, but for those of us that haven't had as much experience, it's been challenging. But they've worked really hard, and I think they've come to appreciate not only the piece, but also the hard work that they put into it.
The music director offers a bit of musical history about how Handel first wrote the music for the Messiah.
It's a pretty unique art form. The oratorio is basically an opera that basically has no staging. And this was one of the art forms that Handel latched onto when he was living in England. Handel was originally German and had spent some time in Italy writing Italian operas, but this was a art form that he latched onto, and it became very popular back in 1700s when he lived in England.
Barkle says that one musical piece that most people are familiar with regarding Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus, wasn't originally a part of the Christmas selection.
Interestingly enough, the Hallelujah Chorus is not part of the Christmas portion of the Messiah, but it's such a well-known and appreciated piece that we have decided to put it at the very end of the concert. So you'll have the opportunity to hear that with all of the instruments and the chorus together. It'll be a great way to ring in the holidays.
Tradition dictates that people stand during the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus, and Barkle explains how that tradition got its start.
The legend is told that I believe King James at the time, who was the King of England at that time, was so moved by the words and the music, especially the Hallelujah Chorus, that he got off of his chair and stood up during that particular chorus. And so that is sort of a tradition that has continued throughout history, and wherever the Hallelujah Chorus is sung, that many times and oftentimes, I should say, the audience will stand up during the singing of that particular chorus.
Barkle explains that the Interfaith Community Choir will perform the Messiah twice this weekend at Remsen and at Marcus.
Saturday evening at 7:30, we'll be here at St. Mary's in Remsen, which is just a beautiful, beautiful church, a beautiful setting. And then on Sunday afternoon, we'll be at Holy Name in Marcus, which is also a beautiful setting, a little smaller setting, so acoustically could be a little bit interesting and, a little more pleasing maybe for the listener, but both places we're excited to sing in.
The Saturday evening Remsen performance at St. Mary's Catholic Church is scheduled for 7:30 p.m., and the Marcus performance at the Holy Name Catholic Church will begin at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Those concerts will have free admission.